Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's morning in Hawaii. I don't know where you are, but finally I'm at home here in Waikiki Beach. Get to be here for quite a long time, hopefully a half a year before we have to go back to the mainland. So we'll be coming to you around this time. We're going to be going to Mass. I think most mornings we'll be coming to you about 7:30 after Mass, depending on our schedule. So glad to have you guys here. If you're here, say aloha. You see people coming online. We're talking about the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and we're actually paragraph 259. And you can see we're on the shores of Waikiki Beach. I'll show you over here. So that's the Catholic Church right there. Right there, and then that big building next to it, I live there, the top floor of that building. So it's so good to be home and right across from the Catholic Church teaching you guys. We just got to go to Mass. The ultimate end of the whole divine economy is the entry of God's creatures into the perfect unity of the Blessed Trinity. Really? Yeah. But even now we are called to be a dwelling for the most holy Trinity. If a man loves me, says the Lord, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Jesus, come, Father God, make your home in my heart, in our hearts. This is a prayer of the Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity. Oh my God, Trinity, whom I adore, help me forget myself entirely, so to establish myself in you. And this is called the self-emptying. Unmovable and peaceful, as if my soul were already in eternity. Here comes my beautiful bride bringing me some coffee after Mass. She's bringing it closer and closer and closer and closer. It's going to be really hot.
It's good.
A little bit of coffee. Here's Cindy. Oh, that's so good. Can you stay close? Okay. Well, I mean, thank you, honey. Okay. May nothing be able to trouble my peace or make me leave. Oh, my unchanging God. But may each minute bring me more deeply into your mystery. Grant my soul peace. Make it your heaven, your beloved dwelling, and the place of your rest. May I never abandon you there, but may I be there. Well, whole and entire, completely vigilant in my faith, entirely adoring, and wholly given over to your creative action. So we're summarizing now this section of the Catechism. There's this little summary at the end that says, in brief, and that's where we are. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of the Christian faith and of a Christian life. Yeah, because faith should make your life change, right? God alone can make it known to us by revealing Himself as our Father and as a Son and of the Holy Spirit. The incarnation of God's Son reveals that God is eternal Father and that the Son is consubstantial with the Father, which means that in the Father and with the Father, the Son is the one and same God. Good morning, Mark. Aloha. Hi, Dan. Hey, Tony. The mission of the Holy Spirit, sent by the Father in the name of the Son and by the Son from the Father, reveals that with them the Spirit is one and the same God. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. I gotta have a little coffee because my throat is dry. That's from the Nicene Creed, right? The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father as the first principle. That means the ultimate causality. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father as the first principle, and by the eternal gift of this to the Son, from the communion of both the Father and the Son. That's from St. Augustine, and we're right across the street from St. Augustine's church right now. By the grace of baptism, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In other words, all baptisms have to be a Trinitarian baptism. We're called to share in the life of the Blessed Trinity. Here on earth, in the obscurity of faith, and after death, in eternal light. It's going to be so clear all to us then, when we see the beatific vision. Now this is the Catholic faith. We worship one God in the Trinity, and the Trinity in unity, without either confusing the persons or dividing the substance. For the person of the Father is one, the Son's is another, the Holy Spirit another. But the Godhead of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one. Their glory equal, their majesty co-eternal. Now this, I was praying in Mass today, you know, asking St. Athanasius to pray for me. He's like, I just really dig him. He's just one of my favorite saints. He was there around the year 350 or so. I forget exactly the year of the Council of Nicaea. He was the one that battled the Arian heresy, that taught that there was a time when Jesus was not, that he was only the highest created being, but not equal with God. So Athanasius is making it really clear. This is what he wrote, the Athanasian Creed. Now, this is the Catholic faith. We worship one God in the Trinity, and the Trinity in unity, without either confusing the persons or dividing the substance. This is very important, this verse of the year use, homostasis person, and the word substance were terms that they really, from philosophy, that the church was able to take and really clearly define and use to deal with this, to deal with our understanding of the Trinity. For the person of the Father is one, the Son's is another, the Holy Spirit's is another, so three persons, but the Godhead of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, one God. Their glory equal, their majesty co-eternal, the Athanasian Creed. Inseparable in what they are, the divine persons are also inseparable in what they do. But within the single divine operation, each shows forth what is proper to him in the Trinity, especially in the divine missions of the Son's incarnation and the gift of the Holy Spirit. You okay, baby? Oh, she's been holding the coffee and it's really hot. So I'll give you guys a moment to contemplate that and enjoy beautiful Waikiki sunrise. Hello to Tony's parents. Good to see you. Good morning, baby. Sorry, they're so happy. Yeah, I get that too. Okay, we love you guys, and talk to you. We'll be trying to get together about this time every day, okay? Namine Patris te Filius Sanctus, Spiritus Sanctus, Amen. Viva Cristo Rey and Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Woznik radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.